Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, September 24th, 2019. We have about a dozen vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, you can expect some windy conditions offshore. South winds 15 to 20 knots, gusting to 25 near shore early in the morning. Wind will be moving around to the west. We have a lot of weather coming and going this week, even though things are going to stay pretty nice with the weather. 5 to 10 knots from the west later on today, gusting to 15. Knots. Wind waves from the west 1 foot high at 4 seconds apart. West swells 8 feet at 11 seconds. And rain is possible early this morning, but I can already see the sun peeking out here in Astoria. So let's hope for the best offshore as well. Although the weather can be very different right here in Astoria and 20 miles west of us, it can be very different, especially in terms of sea conditions. And speaking of sea conditions, today I'm going to share the first segment of an interview I did with Amanda Green. She's a petty officer in the Coast Guard. She's also a surfman, and we'll talk about what that means. She's got a pretty amazing job. She's an extremely capable person who does a job that we hope most of us will never meet her in the course of her work. She's a rescuer, so we'll talk about that in just a few minutes. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 4 inbounders, 3 in our Astoria anchorages, and 6 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river today is the Supreme Star. She's arriving from Japan, headed for Astoria's anchorage. In fact, the first 3 vessels I'm going to tell you are all heading from out to sea into our Astoria anchorage. And they're all arriving, well, the first 2 are arriving around the same time, around 10:30 this morning. You'll see the Supreme Star arriving from Japan, headed for the Astoria anchorage. She's a wheat ship. In fact, gosh, well, not all, almost all, but I would say at least half of our ships coming in today are wheat ships. So these vessels are coming in. It's harvest time. A lot of wheat is being harvested across the Pacific Northwest. Ordinarily, that wheat would be coming down the river in barges with tugs. Right now, the Bonneville Dam is closed. I talked about that last week on the ship report. It will open, we hope, by the end of September, which is not very far away, and that will bring a tremendous backlog of wheat downriver to places like Vancouver, Longview, and Portland, where ships can then pick it up. Now, at ports, they certainly have storage for wheat, and I presume that these ships that are coming in will be picking up some of that kind of backlogged wheat that they have in silos at various ports that, like Kalama, also that handle wheat. But basically, this closure of the locks because of damage to one of the locks at the Bonneville Dam is a big deal. And if it were to go on much longer, it would probably start affecting ship traffic. But so far, it seems like our wheat ships are coming and going pretty well. So let's see. We have the Vijayanagar. Vijayanagar. That's a kind of a mouthful, but a beautiful name. Arriving from Japan, headed for the Astoria anchorage. She'll be there about noon. Crossing the Columbia River bar about noon. That means that she'll probably get to the anchorage about 1:30. And before that, the Nord Tokyo is that other ship that's arriving around 10:30, arriving from China. She also is a wheat ship. So all 3 of these first arrivals into the river, into our anchorage, are all wheat carriers. The Morning Kara is a car carrier arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia. She's probably going to pass Astoria inbound around 1:30, headed for the port of Portland. She's got brand new Hyundais on board. In the Astoria anchorage, we have the Nord Tokyo. She's going to be arriving early today, and then she'll be there in the anchorage until about 2 p.m. when she will head upriver to Longview to load wheat. The African Loon is in the Rice Island anchorage. She is awaiting orders right now, but she is also a wheat ship. And the Divina Gulf is in the Astoria anchorage. She is a tanker going to port westward. She will be handling ethanol as cargo. In outbound vessels, the American Freedom is leaving Portland with petroleum on board, and the Puget Sound is leaving Longview with logs on board at about maybe 2 p.m. Well, I want to stop here with the ship schedule and share with you part of my interview with Amanda Green. As I said earlier, Amanda Green is a petty officer in the Coast Guard. That's her military rank. But she has a singular accomplishment under her belt, one that most of us will never do. She's qualified as a U.S. Coast Guard surfman, which means she's one of the people who work on the Coast Guard rescue boats that Cape Disappointment sends out to rescue people in the most awful weather, and I'm talking like 30-foot seas. She's 28 years old, an incredibly capable person, and I talked with her about her work. As a female surfman, Green is part of a small community within the Coast Guard of about 200 100 surfmen, about a dozen of whom are women. They train in some of the worst sea conditions in the world, right here at the mouth of the Columbia. She's certified to handle conditions that would make most of us just panic. And by the way, another woman locally who was also a surfman is Lieutenant Jessica Schaefer, who is the current commanding officer at Station Cape Disappointment. I love to ask mariners how they got the idea to pursue such an unusual lifestyle, so I started out our interview asking her about that. Here's Amanda Green.
I kind of came to a realization that I didn't want to do another four, you know, however many years. I didn't want that to be my life. I wanted to be outside. And I was talking to my mom on the phone one night, and I just didn't know what I wanted to do. But I knew I had wanted to be near the coast and stuff like that. And she actually mentioned, well, why don't you join the Coast Guard? So that's how I kind of like started getting into it. Still going to class. So I went over to the recruiting office in a little strip mall in Philly and start talking to the recruiter, start doing the ASVAB, stuff like that to kind of work my way into it.
And what is that ASVAB?
Kind of like a SAT, but for the military. So all the armed forces, you have to take the test. And that kind of determines your specialty of what you can and can't do. And it's just a series of questions, kind of from mechanic stuff to math and stuff like that. So I took the test. I was good to go. And I started doing research about the Coast Guard because I didn't know too much about it. So I started doing my research, seeing what I can do. And I kind of got drawn to the boat driving aspect. So even before getting in, I knew I wanted to be a boatswain mate. And I knew I wanted to drive the small boats and have that opportunity. So I told my recruiter that. Went to Training Center Cape May, which where they send all the recruits. Passed the boot camp with flying colors, and my first duty station was Cape May in New Jersey. It was a small boat station. I was there, and then I actually struck boatswain mate. So at the time, they don't really offer it too much anymore. So at the time, you could either pick to go to A school, or you can kind of do like an in-house like training. So I kind of chose to do that. So I made BM3. I also made coxswain there. So it's a very rare opportunity. I was a non-rate coxswain on a 25-footer. From there, I went to Charleston, South Carolina. I commissioned a national security cutter. So one of the big white boats, about 420 feet long. Commissioned that, and then that's when I decided that I wanted to pursue the surfman route and start talking to my XO, which is executive officer on the ship, and he kind of talked to the detailer for me and said, hey, I have this young lady here that she wants to get it into the surfman community. So he gave me two picks. He said, what's your number one pick and what's your second pick? So I picked Cape Disappointment as my first pick, and I got it.
And that was Amanda Green. She is a surfman with the U.S. Coast Guard. And that term coxswain, tomorrow we're going to hear more from this interview, and she's going to explain what that term means. It's really a maritime term for a person who drives the boat, but it's a very particular role with a lot of training that requires a great deal of skill. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.